Time now for us to take a look beyond the headlines. And for this journey, we travel to Atlanta, Georgia, to talk with Peter Dykstra. He is an editor with Environmental Health News at EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. And on the line, hey there, Peter, what's going on?
Hi, Steve. You know, one of the world's great cities is sinking. Jakarta is home to 10 million people. It's Indonesia's capital. It's a major victim of subsidence. That's where marshy land forces whatever's built on top of it to literally sink. The other problem with Jakarta and those 10 million people, 10 million thirsty people, is that they're drawing down groundwater, which aggravates the subsidence problem even more. Adds sea level rise to the mix, and it's prompted the Indonesian government to look into moving its capital.
Okay, they could move the capital, but what about the 10 million other people?
Well, that's not why they're not going to move the 10 million people. They're only going to move the people and the buildings associated with running the Indonesian government. They'll move them to a safer location. And Indonesia's planning minister said it's no surprise. They've known this for decades. It's bound to happen. They say that moving the government will also help alleviate pollution and traffic in however many of the 10 million remain.
I mean, if the government folks can get out of town and avoid getting flooded out, it still leaves the ordinary folks there.
Well, they have our thoughts and prayers.
Okay. Hey, what else do you have for us today?
Well, there's a report out from the Brookings Institution about the green jobs economy, the clean energy economy that lies in our future. The Green New Deal didn't pass in Congress this time around, but it's really helped push up the dialogue about it. The green jobs economy promises, according to Brookings, that there'll be better paying jobs that'll be easier for many people to access, but it won't be an ideal New Deal.
Oh, what's unideal about it?
What's unideal is that a lot of these jobs have tended so far to be focused toward whites and men, and the diversity aspect of it isn't that strong, but the economic aspect of it promises a $5 to $10 premium, according to Brookings, in what these jobs pay, not just in clean energy, but also energy efficiency and in the planning and management aspects of both of those things.
$5 to $10 more an hour really matters. All right, well, let's look back now in history. What would you like to talk about today?
Coming up on the 15th anniversary, May 7th, 2004, Massachusetts governor, this is up by you guys, Mitt Romney, spearheaded something called the Climate Action Plan. It was groundbreaking, not only because no other state had a similarly ambitious climate action plan, but it was spearheaded by a Republican.
Yeah, but, you know, when he was going to finish his term, he didn't quite sign what's known as a regional greenhouse gas initiative. Some said it was because he had his eyes on another job.
Yeah, he left that to his successor, a Democrat named Deval Patrick, to sign for Massachusetts. And Mitt Romney, when he got to the 2012 presidential election, when he ran against Barack Obama, by that time he was expressing doubt about climate change, just like a whole lot of other Republicans made a U-turn on the issue. Now he's a Republican senator from Utah, so we shall see how it all works out for Senator Romney.
Thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.